Each Friday, armed only with banners, Palestinian flags, and a bullhorn, several hundred villagers are joined by Israeli activists and international supporters. Together, they march to protest the wall and the confiscation of Palestinian lands. They are met by soldiers with tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets. Iyad Bernat heads the popular committee in Belen. He is also co-founder of Friends of Freedom and Justice. A short distance from his house, tanks and soldiers patrol the nearby road. As we walk toward the barrier fence, he talks about the weekly demonstrations and the response of the Israeli soldiers.
It's a small village, 4,000 dunams, the land of Belayin. The wall and the Israeli government confiscated more than 60% from the land of Belayin to 2,300 dunams to build the settlement and the wall in the land of Belayin. Every Friday we're going against nonviolent demonstration, against the wall and settlement, against the occupation. With our friends, international and Israeli activists, they're coming and participate in our demonstration. We start our demonstration in 2004 when the bulldozers start to uproot our olive trees and working in our land to build a wall and a settlement. All the people from Belayin go against this. 2 weeks every day we have a demonstration in the beginning. In December 2004, we succeed to stop the bulldozers. 2005, in this time we make our committee here in Belayin, popular committee, to make a demonstration and to continue in our demonstration to back the land of the people and the farmers in Belayin. Now, every Friday we have a demonstration, I told you, 5 years at now. We use a non-violent demonstration in our demonstration. We have many ideas against the settlement and the wall.
Tell me how your non-violent demonstrations are met. What do the soldiers do when they confront it?
You know, the soldiers coming and see us, and they didn't know what there is can do. And there is start to use the violent against us, beat us, and arrested, and use many kinds of the bullet against us. Many of the people was injured here in Belayin. Direct the 5 years, more than 1,000 people injured.
Tell us something about the nightly raids that occur here in the village of Belayin.
Yes, the night raids started from the beginning. From the first day, we are start our demonstration. In the first year, there is arrested more than 70 people in the night. And after this, there start to be quiet, but every time we have night raids. Last 4 months, every night we have night raids, and there's arrested more than 35 people.
We want to sleep.
Iyad has four young children. Awakened each night by house raids, they chant a plea to stop the disruption of their sleep.
Occupation no more. 5, 6, 7, 8. Stop the killing, stop the hate.
Under continuous surveillance, the detection of international supporters offers a deterrent to the frightening raids. Iyad Bernat was invited to attend the International Center on Nonviolent Conflict and to participate in a nonviolent strategy retreat. It was being conducted at the Carter Center in Georgia. For the second year, the Israeli government denied a visa for him to travel to the United States. Weekly reports on the demonstration in Belayin can be viewed at belayin-ffj.org. That's Belayin, B-I-L-I-N. For WMNF News, this is Doris Norito reporting from Belayin in the occupied territory of the West Bank.